Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 20th of October, and I'm recording at 9:35 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in what was sunny London earlier today. Okay, another quiet day here. Stock markets, I'm talking about mainly, but they're trying to hold their good early gains over the previous 3 weeks plus, against a background of short-term overbought indicators. And no doubt investors who are long, at any rate, are hoping to see out the rest of October in a relatively quiet, steady state. So far, we haven't seen anything in the way of downward dynamics here recently. What happened today? Well, not a whole lot, but Japan was a little steadier, but less than half a percentage point. Star performer, and if there is one, would be the China mainland indices, which were all up on average over a 1.25% here. The best one was the Shenzhen Composite, was up nearly 2% here. And Xi Jinping will not want an embarrassing stock market move while he's swanning around London with David Cameron and the Queen of England. Elsewhere, the Hong Kong indices were a fraction lower, but that's just a third of a percentage point. Modest gains and, well, the rest divided between modest gains and modest losses, mostly under a quarter of a percentage point. Looking at the European stock markets, they underperformed here a little bit. The Italian market, which is, I beg your pardon, Spain, not Italy. Spain, often one of the bigger movers on the day, was down just over 1%, but the other changes were very, very slight, including the German DAX index, which slipped only 0.16 of a percentage point, or some 16 points on the actual index. In the Americas, well, Wall Street was mostly a little underwater here, and it swung in and out on the Dow, at any rate, of modest gains and losses before closing with the latter, but down less than a tenth of a percentage point. The S&P index down just over a tenth of a percentage point, and the Nasdaq Composite was down half a percent in here today. That's not anything significant in terms of action. It's just a pause here. And Canada, a little firmer. And so was Mexico. And Brazil cut what was some fairly sharp losses earlier on. Still ended down 3/4 of a percentage point. On the day. Okay, looking elsewhere, the Treasury bond market, this raised an eyebrow or two. We had the US 10-year bond. Remember yesterday that had closed at 2.02. Well, it had a small upward dynamic in here today, the first one for 8 days, and closed at 2.068. So again, the lower side of the recent range holding. The VIX index that nudged a little higher here, 15.59. And if we look at currencies here, they were also quiet. The DXY index, the dollar index, down slightly to 94.86. And in other currency rates, well, euro fraction firmer, 1.1346, and sterling a fraction easier, 1.5476. The Australian dollar fraction firmer, 0.7261. The Chinese renminbi, interestingly, that had eased just a tiny bit, really very small moves over the last 4 or 5 days, it had eased, it picked up here with a small upside key day reversal. Again, Xi Jinping won't any embarrassments on the currency front either while he's in the UK. And in commodities, the on overall the equal weighting calculation from the cumulative commodity index or continuous commodity index that was a fraction higher within a range, consolidating within a range. Crude oil is a fraction weaker here today. That's been down the last 3 or 4 days. The Brent is at 48.54, and the WTI is at that's down 7 cents. That Brent and the WTI is down slightly more, 36 cents, at 45.93, 45.93. Now, precious metals were a fraction firmer, starting with palladium, 694 and change. That's up almost $7. And silver, again, these are quiet but a little firmer, 1589 and a half for silver. That's up over 5 cents. And platinum, which has had the best technical rally, really, having been by far the weakest one on the downside, but platinum firmer here at $1,021 and change. That's up 670. And gold bullion, 1176 and change, and that's up $5.75 on the day. Now, that must mean that grains and beans are a little steadier to get these moves to the higher side, and yes, they are in here today. Small gains overall. Let's see, I also noticed while I was going back to those energy stocks, I noticed that natural gas is higher as well. Lumber a little lower. White sugar, which had a decent technical rally off the lower side of its range, that's down a little bit in here today. Coffee a little bit higher. So again, very quiet day, but the panicky action that we had been seeing is not evident, at least not right now. And markets so far holding their gains against that background of an overbought condition. Interesting. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.